It's some guy I work with.
Come on. You're going out with a guy. There's got to be something wrong with him.
All right, Joey, be nice. So, does he have a hump and a hairpiece?
Wait, does he eat chocolate? Because I don't want her to go through what I went through with Carl. Okay, everybody relax. Relax, this is not even a date. It's not, it's just two people going out to dinner and not having sex.
Sounds like a date to me. All right, so I'm back in high school. I'm standing in the middle of the cafeteria, and I realize I am totally naked.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
then I look down, and I realize there is a phone there.
Instead of...
That's right. All of a sudden, the phone starts to ring. Now, I don't know what to do. Everybody starts looking at me.
They weren't looking at you before?
Finally, I figure I'd better answer it. And it turns out it's my mother. Which is very, very weird because she never calls.
This guy says hello, I want to kill myself.
You okay, sweetie?
I just feel like someone reached down my throat, grabbed my small intestine, pulled it out of my mouth, and tied it around my neck. Cookie?
Carol moved her stuff out today.
Oh.
Let me get you some coffee.
Thanks.
Ooh.
No, don't. Stop cleansing my aura. No. Just leave my aura alone.
Okay? Fine. Be murky.
I'll be fine, all right? Really, everyone. I hope she'll be very happy.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. To hell with her. She left me.
You never knew she was a lesbian.
No, okay? Why does everyone keep fixating on that? She didn't know. How should I know?
Sometimes I wish I was a lesbian. Did I say that out loud?
I told Mom and Dad last night. They seemed to take it pretty well.
Oh, really? So that hysterical phone call I got from a woman sobbing at 3 a.m., I'll never have grandchildren, I'll never have grandchildren, was what, a wrong number?
Sorry.
All right, Ross, look. You're feeling a lot of pain right now. You're angry. You're hurting. Can I tell you what the answer is? Strip joint! Come on, you're single. Have some hormones.
See, but I don't want to be single, okay? I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
Rachel? Oh, God, Monica, hi. Thank God. I just went to your building and you weren't there, and then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here, and you are.
Can I get you some coffee?
Decaf. Hey, everybody, this is Rachel, another Lincoln High survivor. This is everybody. This is Chandler and Phoebe and Joey. And do you remember my brother Ross?
Sure.
Hey. Hi.
So you want to tell us now, or are we waiting for 4 wet bridesmaids?
Oh, God. Well, it started about a half hour before the wedding. I was in this room where we were keeping all the presents, and I was looking at this gravy boat. This really gorgeous Lamoille gravy boat. And all of a sudden, I realized that I was more turned on by this gravy boat than by Barry. And I got really freaked out, and that's when it hit me how much Barry looks like Mr. Potato Head. You know, I always know he looks familiar, but... Anyway, I just had to get out of there, and I started wondering, why am I doing this, and who am I doing this for? So anyway, I just didn't know where to go, and I know that you and I have kind of drifted apart, but you're the only person I knew who lived here in this city.
who wasn't invited to the wedding.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that wouldn't be an issue.
I'm guessing that he bought her the big pipe organ and she's really not happy about it.
Tuna egg salad. Just one.
I'll have whatever Christine is having.
Daddy, I can't marry him. I'm sorry. I just don't love him. Well, it matters to me.
If I let go of my hair, my head will fall off.
Ooh, she should not be wearing those pants.
Oh. I say push her down the stairs.
Push her down the stairs. Come on, Daddy, listen to me. It's like all of my life, everyone has always told me, you're a shoe. You're a shoe, you're a shoe, you're a shoe. And then today I just stopped and I said, what if I don't want to be a shoe? What if I want to be a purse? You know, or a hat? No, I don't want you to buy me a hat. I'm saying that I am a hat. It's a metaphor, Daddy.
You can see where you'd have trouble.
Oh, Daddy, it's my life. Well, maybe I'll just stay here with Monica.
Well, I guess we've established he's staying here with Monica.
Well, maybe that's my decision. Well, maybe I don't need your money. Wait, I said maybe!
Breathe, that's it. Just try to think of nice, calm things.
Raindrops on roses and doorbells and sleigh bells and sing with mittens. La la la, something and noodles with strings.
I'm all better now. I have.
Okay, look, but this is probably for the best, you know? Independence, taking control of your life, the whole hat thing.
And hey, you need anything, you can always come to Joey. Me and Chandler live right across the hall, and he's away a lot.
Joey, stop hitting on her. It's her wedding day.
What? Like there's a rule or something?
I got it. Please don't do that again. It's a horrible sound.
It's Paul.
Oh, God. Is it 6:30? Let him in.
Who's Paul?
Paul the wine guy, Paul?
Maybe.
Wait a minute. You're not a real date tonight is with Paul the wine guy?
He finally asked you out?
Yes.
Oh, this is a Dear Diary moment.
Wait. I can cancel.
Oh, God. Please, no. Go. I'll be fine.
Russ, are you okay? I mean, do you want me to stay?
Better be good.
Really?
No, go on. It's Paul the wine guy.
What does that mean? Does he sell it, drink it, or he just complains a lot? Hi, come in. Paul, this is... Everybody? Everybody,
this is
Paul.
Hey, Paul the wine guy.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Paul, was it? Okay, I'll be right back. I just gotta go.
A wandering?
Change. Okay, sit down. 2 seconds.
Oh, I just pulled out 4 eyelashes. That can't be good.
Hey, Paul. Here's a little tip. She really likes it when you rub her neck in the same spot over and over and over again till it starts to get a little red.
Joey!
So, Rachel, what are you up to tonight?
Well, I was kind of supposed to be headed for Aruba on my honeymoon, so nothing.
Right, you're not even getting your honeymoon. God. No, although Aruba, this time of year, talk about your big lizards. Anyway, if you don't feel like being alone tonight, Joey and Chandler are coming over to help me put together my new furniture.
Yes, and we're very excited about it.
No, actually, thanks, but I think I'm just going to hang out here tonight. It's been a long day.
Oh, sure, okay, sure.
Hey, Phoebe, you want to help?
Oh, I wish I could, but I don't want to.
Love is sweet as summer showers. Love is a wondrous work of art. But your love, oh, your love, your love is like a giant pigeon crafting on my heart. La 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 la. Thank you. La 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 la.
I'm supposed to attach a brackety thing to the side things using a bunch of these little worm guys. I have no brackety thing. I see no worm guys whatsoever. And I cannot feel my legs.
I'm thinking we got a bookcase here.
It's a beautiful thing.
What's this?
I would have to say that is an L-shaped bracket.
Which goes where?
I have no idea.
Done with the bookcase.
Oh,
this was Carol's favorite beer. She always drank it out of the can. I mean, I should have known.
Hey. If you're going to start with that stuff, we're out of here.
Yes, please don't spoil all this fun.
Well, let me ask you a question.
She got the furniture,
the stereo, the good TV.
What did you get?
You guys.
Oh, God.
You got... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm such an idiot. I guess I should have caught on when you started going to the dentist 4 and 5 times a week. I mean, how clean can teeth get?
My brother's going through that right now. He's such a mess. How did you get through it?
Well, he might try accidentally breaking something valuable of hers. Say her...
Leg?
Me, I went for the watch.
You actually broke her watch? Mm. Wow, the worst thing that I ever did was... I shredded my old boyfriend's favorite bath towel.
Ooh, steer clear of you.
That's right.
Barry, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know you probably think this is all about what I said the other night about you making love with your socks on, but it isn't. It isn't. It's about me. And I just... Hi, machine, cut me off again. Anyway... Look, I know that some girl is going to be incredibly lucky to become Mrs. Barry Finkel, but it isn't me. It's not me. And I'm not that I have any idea who me is right now, but you just have to give me a chance to...
I'm divorced. I'm only 26, and I'm divorced.
Shut up.
My God. That only took me an hour.
You gotta understand, between us, we haven't had a relationship that's lasted longer than a Mento. You, however, have had the love of a woman for 4 years. 4 years of closeness and sharing, at the end of which she ripped your heart out, and that is why we don't do it. I don't think that was my point.
You know what the scariest part is? What if there's only one woman for everybody, you know? I mean, what if you get one woman and that's it? Unfortunately, in my case, there was only one woman for her.
What are you talking about? One woman.
That's like saying there's only one flavor of ice cream for you.
Let me tell you something, Ross. There's lots of flavors out there. There's Rocky Road and... cookie dough and bing, cherry vanilla. You can get them with Jimmy's or not. Or whipped cream. This is the best thing that ever happened to you. You got married. You were like, what, 8? Welcome back to the world. Grab a spoon.
I honestly don't know if I'm hungry or horny.
You stay out of my freezer.
Ever since she walked out on me, I...
What? What? You want to spell it out with noodles?
No, it's more of a fifth date kind of revelation.
Oh, so there's going to be a fifth date?
Isn't there?
Yeah, I think there is. What were you going to say?
Well, ever since she left me, I haven't been able to perform sexually.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know being sit on is probably not what you need right now. How long?
2 years.
Wow. I'm glad you smashed your watch.
So you still think you might want that fifth date?
Yeah, I do.
We are gathered here to join together Joni Louise Cunningham and Charles Chachi. Our caller is the father of holy matrimony. Marriage is the most sacred...
See, but Joni loves Chachi. That's the difference.
Grab a spoon. Do you know how long it's been since I grabbed a spoon? Do the words, Billy, don't be a hero, mean anything to you?
Great story. But I gotta go. I got a date with Andrea. Angela. Andrea. Oh, man.
Andrea's the screamer. Angela has cats.
Thanks. Julie, I'm out of here.
You know, here's the thing. Even if I could get it together enough to ask a woman out, who am I going to ask?
If you ever need hope, call my name. I'll be there. If you ever need hope.
I've never made coffee before in my entire life.
That is amazing.
Congratulations.
You know, I figure if I can make coffee, there isn't anything I can't do.
No, I think it's if I can invade Poland, there isn't anything I can't do.
Listen, while you're on a roll, if you feel like you got to make, like, a Western omelet or something. Although, actually, I'm really not that hungry.
Oh, good. Lenny and Squiddy are here.
Good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Is it?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Stop.
No, I'm telling you, last night was like all my birthdays, both graduations, plus the barn raising scene in Whitney.
We'll talk later.
Yeah. Thank you.
That wasn't a real date. What the hell do you do on a real date?
Cut up and put my table back.
All right, kids, I gotta get to work. If I don't input those numbers, doesn't make much of a difference.
So, like, you guys all have jobs?
Yeah, we all have jobs. See, that's how we buy stuff.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
Wow. Would I have seen you in anything?
Oh, I doubt it. Mostly regional work.
Hey, unless you happen to catch the
Wee One's production of Pinocchio at the Little Theater in the Park.
It was a job, all right. Look, Geppetto, I'm a real live boy. I will not take this abuse.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Once I was a wooden boy, a little wooden.
We should both know that he's a dead man.
Oh, Chandler.
So how are you doing today? You sleep okay? Did you talk to Barry? I can't stop smiling. I can see that. You look like you slept with a hanger in your mouth. I know. He's just so...
Do you remember you and Tony DeMarco?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like that. With feelings.
Oh, wow. Are you in trouble? Big time.
Want a wedding dress?
Hardly used.
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here. Okay. I am just going to get up, go to work, and not think about him all day. Or else I'm just going to get up and go to work.
Oh, I wish you luck.
What for?
I'm going to go get one of those job things.
Hey, Monica.
Hi, Brandy. Welcome back. How was Florida?
You had sex, didn't you?
How did you do that?
Oh, I hate you. I'm pushing my Aunt Roz through Paris Jungle, and you're having sex. So, who?
You know, Paul?
Paul the wine guy? Oh, yeah, I know Paul.
You mean you know Paul like I know Paul?
Are you kidding? I take credit for Paul. You know, before me, there was no snap in his turtle for 2 years.
Of course it was a line.
Why? Why would anybody do something like that?
I assume we're looking for an answer more sophisticated than to get you into bed.
I hate men. Oh, no, don't hate. You don't want to put that out in the universe.
Is it me?
Is it like I have some sort of beacon that only dogs and men with severe emotional problems can hear?
All right, come here. Give me your feet.
I just thought he was nice, you know?
I can't believe you didn't know it was a line.
Oh. Guess what?
You got a job?
Are you kidding? I'm trained for nothing. I was last at 12 interviews today.
And yet you're surprisingly upbeat.
Well, you would be too if you found Joan and David Booth on sale, 50% off.
Oh, how well you know me.
They're my new, I don't need a job, I don't need my parents, I've got great boots. How'd you pay for them?
Credit card.
Mm-hmm. And who pays for that?
My father.
Come on, you guys, is this really necessary? I mean, I can stop charging anytime I want.
Come on, Rachel, you can't live off your parents your whole life.
I know that. That's why I was getting married.
Come on, give her a break. It's hard being on your own for the first time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I remember when I first came to this city, I was 14. My mom had just killed herself, and my stepdad was back in prison. And I got here, and I didn't know anybody. And I ended up living with this albino guy who was, like, cleaning windshields outside Port Authority. And then he killed himself. And then I found aromatherapy. So believe me, I know exactly how you feel.
The word you're looking for is... Anyway...
All right. You ready?
No, I'm not ready. How can I be ready?
Hey, Rach, you ready to jump out of the airplane without a parachute?
Come on, I can't do this.
You can, I know you can.
I don't think so.
Come on, you made coffee. You can do anything.
Cut.
Oh,
you know what?
I think we can just leave it at that. Kind of like a symbolic gesture.
Rachel, that was a library card.
You know, if you listen very closely, you can hear 1,000 retailers scream.
Hey, welcome to the real world. It sucks. You're gonna love it. That's it. You gonna crash on the couch?
No, I gotta go home sometime.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Hang on. What's gonna just sit on the floor? What?
That's Paul's watch. You just put it back where you found it.
Oh, boy. All right. Good night, everybody.
Night. All right.
Sorry.
Oh, no, go.
Really, I don't want it.
Split it?
Okay.
You know, you probably didn't know this, but back in high school, I had a major crush on you.
I knew.
You did? Oh, okay. I always figured you just thought it was Monica's geeky older brother.
I did.
Oh. Listen, do you think... And try not to let my intense vulnerability become any kind of a factor here. But do you think it would be okay if I asked you out sometime, maybe?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Okay, maybe I will.
Good night.
Good night. I just grabbed a spoon. I can't believe what I'm hearing here.
I can't believe what I'm hearing here.
What? I said you had
what? I said you had...
Would you stop?
Oh, was I doing it again?
Yes.
I said that you had a nice butt. It's just not a great butt.
Ah, you wouldn't know a great butt if it came up and bit you.
There's an image.
Would anybody like more coffee?
Did you make it, or are you just serving it?
I'm just serving it.
Kids, new dream. I'm in Las Vegas.
More coffee?
Excuse me. Could you give this to that guy over there? Okay. Sorry. Okay, Las Vegas.
Okay, so, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm Liza Minnelli.